Welcome, everybody. Today is October 27th of, correct,
August.
Is it 27th? Or is it
August.
26th?
It's generally August where, so. I'm located.
August 27th of 2015, this is the Affiliate Task Force meeting. Welcome, everyone. I'm going to call this meeting to order, and I'm going to do roll call. Okay, Teresa Allen is present. Ankine, not present. Alana Apuram, not present. Adriana Casanave, not hearing you. Maria Elena Castellanos, not hearing you. John Crumshow?
Present.
Thank you, John. All right. Chandra Hoffman?
Hi, this is Chandra. Ursula.
Thank you, Ursula. Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Thank you, Campbell. Reggie Johnson? Not hearing. Joseph Kay? Not hearing. Janice Lane Ewart? Not hearing her.
One second.
Ursula, if you can text Janice, you might want to text her and ask her if she's being held up or something.
Okay,
she notify
I'll
me
do that.
If she would miss this meeting. Okay, Frank Lefevre? Not hearing. Michael Novick?
Present.
Thank you, Michael. Steve Pride?
Here.
Thank you, Steve. Robert Rabin?
Here.
Thank you very much. All right. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Thank you, Sean. Serene Roberts? Okay, not hearing you. Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Thank you, Ursula. Bobby Tryon? Not hearing it. And Nancy Sabara Naritomi? Not hearing. Okay. The agenda for tonight I have sent out, and it's also on kpftx.org, and it is eight items on the agenda. Call to order, approve agenda, approve minutes, elect officers, review potential services to affiliate stations, action items, review the date of the next meeting, and adjourn. Okay. Does anybody have any addition or corrections to the minutes?
I do.
Okay, who's that?
Sean and
Point of order.
Hi. I'm sorry?
I have a point of order.
Okay, who is that speaking?
Robert.
Oh, hi, Serene. Welcome. Okay, Serene has a point of order. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. Are we going to approve the agenda before we start acting on the agenda? I didn't hear the agenda being approved. I have an amendment.
I asked if there were any additions or corrections to the agenda. Did I say
minutes?
I'm sorry, my error. I meant agenda. So, Sean, you said something first. What did you want?
A few corrections.
Did you want to change the agenda, or did you mistake what I did? You follow my mistake?
I followed your mistake.
Okay. Okay. Serene, did you have some addition or correction to the agenda?
I would like to add the discussion of the membership of this committee. I'm wondering when we're going to finally do that.
Okay. Where would you like to put that?
Immediately after a minute.
Okay. Membership. Okay. Does anyone have any objection to putting that on the agenda next, after the minutes? Okay, hearing no objection, that passes without objection.
Teresa?
Yes?
I would like to make a point. Maybe everybody else knows everybody else, but I think that in terms of electing officers, it would be good for people to have opportunity to, know something about the backgrounds of different folks who would be considered for particular offices. And so, therefore, that's something I think that should be put towards the back of the agenda, or should follow a subsequent meeting when this information may be shared amongst the task force.
Mm-hmm.
And I had sent two task force addresses. One is a Yahoo address, and the other one's an AOL. I guess that may be from quite some time ago,
mm-hmm.
an AOL address. But I had sent several documents out, and I don't think that they have been circulated.
Okay. Ursula, do you have any idea about the status of our Yahoo or AOL accounts? I'm not hearing her respond to that, so maybe she's on mute.
Were you talking to me?
Yes, Ursula.
Sorry.
Campbell says he sent some documents to Yahoo and AOL accounts for affiliates. Can you tell me what
Campbell, can you, what kind of document?
Well, I sent an email with an attachment to it. I could give you that address in just a moment here that I had sent it to.
When did you send it?
About an hour or so ago.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't see it come in on mine. Now, my Verizon address is a box that is sometimes rather full, but what I have for the Yahoo group is it's affiliate committee at yahoogroups.com, and then the other one is affiliates task force at aol.com.
Yeah, that one, I don't know what that is. That's not anything that I'm aware of. The affiliate committee, did it come through on that? Let me see.
At yahoogroups.com.
There's an email that's...
What we can do for our affiliates is a subject line.
I don't see anything like that here. Oh, no, here it is. Yes, it's here. Yes, it's on the listserv.
Oh, okay. So that one should have gotten communicated?
It should have, yeah. It's on the listserv, so...
All right. Well, I tell you what. Would if somebody would be prepared to bring up those items from that email when we get to item number 5, which is the potential service to the affiliate stations, I'd appreciate it if you would do that because I'm in a car and I don't have access to it while I'm on my smartphone. I can't be on my phone and getting internet at the same time. So we were on approval of the agenda, and it sounded like you thought people should introduce themselves. Maybe you should introduce.
It just occurs to me that I know very few people who are maybe 4 or 5 folks who are on this call, and that. Other people may be in the same situation, and it may be useful for us to share background information on each other, on ourselves, so that we could be in a better position to judge who we would like to have in, the role of secretary or chair or whatever other officers we decide to add to the task force.
Okay, well, how about if we introduce ourselves then before we go to the item after the minutes, which is the discussion of membership. Then we'll introduce ourselves. So does anybody have any objection to that?
I think it, in terms of making judgments on leadership, I think that it would be perhaps more useful to have some documentation, information, a 2-minute introduction. I don't think really provides enough of an orientation for someone to make that sort of a decision.
Are you suggesting that we postpone electing officers again today?
I think that we could do that without much harm.
Campbell, do you want to wait till January 2016? I mean, really now. How much longer do you expect us to wait?
I don't think we need
Point
to wait
order.
Till January. I think that this is something that could be done at the next conference call, which I expect could happen in September.
I tell you what. I would like to get to the discussion of membership before we take up that item. So let's deal with the whether or not we're going to elect officers when we get to that. Okay. Does anyone have any objection to going around and having people introduce themselves before we discuss membership?
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. If we accept, Campbell made an amendment about doing full introductions by email. I'm indifferent. But we cannot postpone it now and then decide later on to deal with the issue of elections. Otherwise, at that point, it would require two-thirds. So there have been people functioning in particular roles. I don't see... May I speak?
Yeah, but I'm trying to clarify what you just said, if you would let me finish,
it might become clear to you.
It might.
Rather than interrupting me with your question. I'd be happy to answer your question if it is still unclear when I'm done. But I don't know who it was who spoke without being recognized and sarcastically asking about January 2016. I think you should have called that person to order. But I don't think waiting until next month after these introductions have been made properly is going to adversely affect the work of the committee. So I would ask that we vote on that issue of the elections now rather than waiting until it would require two-thirds after the agenda is approved.
Well, my challenge is this. In order to vote on whether we're approving the agenda, and Campbell's suggestion is that we postpone elections. If we're going to postpone elections, then I think we need to have a debate on that. And is your motion, Campbell, that we take election of officers off the agenda?
Sure, till next meeting.
Okay, then I would like to have a discussion on this. Do you want to motivate your motion, Campbell?
Sure.
Or will what you've already said suffice?
The reason I'm suggesting this is that we do not have, I think that I may not be the only person who's in a position of not knowing, as many people as are on the call, and certainly not knowing much about the backgrounds and whatnot, and that everybody would be in a better position to make a determination once they have information pertaining to backgrounds and pertaining to what, guidance people, different people might offer for the task force.
All right. Does anyone want to speak in favor of having the elections tonight? Oh, I would like to speak in favor of having the elections tonight, and I'll tell you why. There is an email that I sent out tonight, today, and it is an excerpt from the PacificaNetwork.org website, and I believe, Ursula, I cannot exactly remember what year this was passed, but it defines the structure and the mission of the affiliate task force. And I believe you were on the task force when it was passed, Campbell, because it says that we have co-facilitators or co-chairs, and they have to be affiliate directors, and the people that vote on this committee are for these officers are people who have attended 3 meetings. So we have 9 people on the call now since I can tell that Chandra has joined us, unless there's someone else that is on the call that just hasn't identified themselves. So there's 9 people in Ursula on the call. Only 4 people can run for office of chair. That would be the 4 directors who are on the call, or who are on the committee or on the task force. That would be Janice Lane Ewart, Teresa Allen, Serene Roberts, and Robert Raven. Those are the only 4 people who can run for co-facilitator, according to the terms that have been posted on the Pacifica Affiliates website for at least 5 years. So I don't quite agree with the fact that you're saying that people don't know each other. I think that if they really had wanted to know each other, they could have come on the previous 2 calls. I have been standing on my head, doing gymnastics, jumping through hoops to find an appropriate time for the task force to meet. In fact, I think the meeting I've scheduled for next month, the national board has scheduled a meeting on that date. So I just tried really, really hard, and unfortunately we didn't get started until June of this year. And I don't think it's for lack of trying on the part of Janice Lane Ewart or I that we haven't had meetings. Just really, really tried. So I don't think that by not having the leadership in place, it's just exhausting. So according to the rules that we set up, I think it's time to have election for officers. So, does anyone else want to speak to this issue?
Point of order.
Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes. I can recall distinctly when we've talked about who should be included in the membership of the Affiliates Task Force that we did not, and we explicitly made it clear that the people who could be on the Affiliates Task Force did not have to be directors at the time. And that we wanted it to be an inclusive task force, that people representing different stations could be participating in it. And that way we would have as much input, we would have a stronger amount of input throughout the network, and particularly with a growing number of affiliates, that we could have a stronger network. And this was a specific point that I can recall, and I don't know whether you have any attribution that you can put in terms of what ended up on the website, but, you know, things that can end up on the website, I think we've found in the past, can be very open to whoever happens to be putting information on the website.
Okay. Ursula, can you possibly go to the place on the website and read us the paragraph or 2 that describes who can run for facilitator?
That doesn't get to attribution.
This is Serene for the staff, please.
Okay, just a minute. Ursula, I want to make sure Ursula has heard what I requested. Ursula, are you there?
And I want to be on the staff, too. This is Chandra. I was on mute before.
Thank you, thank you, Chandra. Okay, Ursula, can you hear me?
Hi, sorry, I tried to unmute and I hung up by accident. What sorry, what did you want?
Can you go to Pacific? Okay, Campbell has implied that we can't trust what is on the website. Can you?
We can't trust it.
He's using the term attribution. He said that maybe he's just not understanding. And I'm wondering if you can read the two paragraphs on the website where it says who can run for co-chairs or co-facilitators and who can vote on it. Campbell, that's not to say that we have not encouraged lots of people to be involved with the task force. It just has to do with who can be the co-chairs and who can vote on that. Otherwise, if we don't establish some rules for that, then literally a whole bunch of people can show up and expect to vote on the co-chair after having not attended any meetings.
Okay, what did you want me to read?
The paragraph or two in where it says, under the tab about, where it talks about the structure,
right.
There's two paragraphs, and it talks about the co-facilitators and who gets to vote and when they vote.
Okay. When voting is involved, only task force members who have attended three consecutive meetings, the meeting of the vote, and two meetings immediately prior to the vote, shall be allowed to vote. The task force will elect co-meeting facilitators who shall be P&B directors who are elected members of the task force and a secretary who shall be any member of the task force. In order to select permanent yearly facilitators, there should be a pro tem facilitator for the first three meetings. The task force shall meet a minimum of once a month.
Okay. So, we have Serene and then Chandra and then Michael Novick. But Michael, you have a point of information.
Campbell,
go ahead.
On the stack.
And then Campbell. Go ahead, Michael.
So you're saying the committee has already had three meetings, is that right?
This is the third meeting this year. Okay. Serene, you're next. Hello,
okay.
Serene.
A few different points. This,
go ahead,
this,
Serene.
I'm speaking.
Hello. You're
okay,
garbled.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, you're better now. Go ahead.
This committee, this task force is a function of the PNB, not the PNB affiliate network website. I do not understand and will oppose the idea that a committee can create rules that are not provided to the membership until we're ready to vote, that prohibit members of the task force from voting when they're on a call. And, you know, I realize that taking this position may mean that we end up with results I don't necessarily feel enthusiastic about. But that's not the point. There's no committee of the board that restricts who can run for which position beyond any bylaws language. I mean, if you're on the committee, you can run for an officer position. So I oppose this restriction. I oppose the idea that you spring this on people at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take it to the PNB or to the governance, but I absolutely do not accept that anyone has the authority to make those kinds of rules and to keep them a secret.
They're not a secret. They've been on the national. Ursula, can you tell me how long they've been on that website?
I don't know. Quite a while. I mean, this was a decision of the task force about 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. At least.
I know that Campbell was in on making that decision because that's how he became a co-facilitator. So maybe he'll speak to that in a minute. Chandra, you're next.
Okay, well, I'm going to respect the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation and go along with the fact that the four directors who are on the affiliate task force be the ones that are eligible to be chairs or co-chairs of the task force. And I recommend that we recognize them as eligible to be chairs or co-chairs, mm-hmm. and that we move forward with the election this evening. And in terms of knowing them, I believe that in terms of Serene Campbell, Janice, and Teresa, that you all have known each other for several years and that you've known Robert Raven since January. So I think you've had a lot of time to get to know each other and enough time to make an educated decision as to who you would want to vote for based on who would be nominated.
All right. Point of information, please.
Campbell, you're next.
I have a point of information, please.
Oh, right, and Serene, too.
Thank you. Go ahead, Serene, with your point of information.
Can you cite the section of the bylaws that say only members of the board can be chair of the affiliate task force, please? I really need to check that.
Well, it's the fact that we are not a committee of the Pacific National Board.
Teresa, I'm speaking to the person who said it was in the bylaws. If I need a citation, not an explanation. I heard the explanation. It's incorrect. No such thing is in the bylaws. The task force isn't in the bylaws.
Right.
I mean,
it doesn't.
I need the citation, not your opinion.
There is nothing in the bylaws that says how to run a task force. So I think that what she means is that the rules about committees do not apply to task force. And, you know, a lot of people have whined over the years and said, oh, no, you should be a committee. And we are saying we are a task force. Repeatedly we've said that. And we don't ask for all of the powers of a committee. You know, we try to stay out of the politics. We try to stay out of all of this governance, challenges. And that's why we documented it and put it under Pacifica Network.org. So, no, I'm sorry, it's not in the bylaws, but what she meant is we're not governed in the bylaws, so that's why we have it this way. Campbell.
Point of order?
A point of order now. Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, there is... There is no governance body that isn't covered by the bylaws. Did you just say you have nothing to do with the bylaws?
I said the rules for committees do not apply to a task force. I'm sure you heard.
I'd like to join
the staff.
I'm sorry? I'll join the staff. I have a suggestion.
Okay, go ahead, Campbell.
Thank you very much. And I will certainly agree that the bylaws do not define what takes place with a task force. And task forces are entirely different from committees, which are prescribed under the bylaws. And where we had disagreement was that of who could be involved in voting, and I do agree that we did determine several years ago that we wanted people who were involved in three meetings or at least two meetings prior to be the ones who would vote on policies regarding the task force, so that we wouldn't be just going back and forth and back and forth. But the point that I think is of great significance is that you do not have to be a director in order to vote, and you do not have to be, you know, on the national board in order to be a member of the task force. You can be representing any number of stations, whether they're the part of the five network stations or whether they're additional affiliate stations. And you can be part of either of those and participate as a member of the task force. Because what we were trying to do, and the reason that we had that in mind was because we wanted to have this to be a growing entity and a mechanism whereby the network itself could grow. Thank you.
Go ahead, Serene, you're next.
I thought there was someone else who had asked before me.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no problem. In the interest of time, because it is 8:53, I think we should simply take this, the election off the agenda. As I said, I'm indifferent about the introductions. I think I can pretty much predict the results. But the idea that these special rules apply and they've been on the affiliate network website and somehow members of the task force are supposed to have known this, although we've been meeting now for 3 months. I think the first meeting was June sometime, maybe. I don't remember. And we're hearing about these rules now, tonight, as the election is scheduled to take place. I think that's highly inappropriate, even if the content that is being referenced wasn't problematic. So I would propose that we simply take elections off the agenda, approve the rest of the agenda, and get to work.
I would like to respond before we take the vote. I would like to.
I'm sorry. I want to make that a motion, please.
John, to the stack.
Well, there's already a motion. The motion on the floor is that we not have elections. That we take the elections off the agenda. We're in agenda approval, and the motion is to take the elections off the agenda. Until the next meeting. So,
yes.
So, Serene, are you trying to amend that, or what are you trying to do?
I'm proposing that we move to that vote immediately because we've been talking about it for 20 minutes, and I can talk about it for another 20 if we need to. But I don't think.
Okay. Well, I am going to say something before we go. Before we go to the vote,
Teresa.
Zach, please.
I get to finish my statement. My proposal is that we move to it immediately. I know we can't call the question, but that's my proposal, that we move to that immediately.
Well, I don't think, is that an amendment to it? You're moving to call the question, I think, and that's not appropriate in a committee.
Of course I'm not moving to call the question. I just specifically stated that I could not do so, but I would like us to move. Why would you make a claim when I just said that is not what I'm asserting?
Okay, well, I asked if you had an amendment, Serene, and you said you wanted to go to the vote immediately, and to me that sounds like calling the question. Okay, John, you wanted to speak. Do you mind if I say something before you speak?
No problem.
Okay. Ever since I've encouraged people to get on the task force, since we first met in February on the national board, I've encouraged anyone that joins this task force to go to PacificaNetwork.org, and I've encouraged all of the national board members to check out that website so they know what we are about. And I worked very hard to find out who the stations encouraged to join this task force. And they drug their feet. It took me 4 months to find out who was on this task force because some of the local station boards took their time in deciding who was going to be on task forces and on committees. So I'm sorry it took us so long. But I have truly tried, and I don't think that it's the task force's fault if people don't understand how we conduct our business. We don't conduct our business same as the committees. And we don't have the same responsibilities as the committees, and we don't have the same power as committees that are in bylaws. Okay, go ahead, John.
Yes, I would say that one of the things that, and it is very disruptive to have one person continually talk again and again and again and take up the time of the meeting so that we are following an agenda of distraction. I would like to move on with the business of the task force. When I first got on the PNC, it was clear to me what the nature of the affiliates task force was when I joined it. And it's incumbent upon anybody who joins any organization and becomes part of a task force to know what it's about. So the responsibility lays clearly in the hands of the person who is joining the committee. So let's not belabor the point, and let's move on with the business at hand, which is the business of the committee. Thank you.
All right, go ahead. Thank you, John. Doreen, did you want to make a point of something?
It's not a point of something. It's a point of information.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so you said that this particular task force, on which the rules were written never to the actual committee in the past 3 months of back and forth communication, but which was posted on a separate website that somehow people should have known to go look at. You said this task force does not, in fact, I'm speaking. This task force does not have the same obligations as the other committees. I'm wondering whether fairness is one of the responsibilities this task force has.
Teresa, can I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Ursula.
On June 30th, I sent an email to everybody that's on this call called Affiliate Task Force Mission and Operation Policy, where this policy was emailed to everybody here.
I wrote
an email on June 30th saying there's some question during last night's meeting about what policy and procedures the task force established and whether there are any changes. Attached is a 2011 statement crafted by the task force. There have been no changes to this. And the policy that I just read was attached. So I'm just saying this to make clear that there's never been any attempt to, you know, hide this, and quite the contrary. This was all sent to everybody.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much. All right, now we're going to a vote, and Campbell's motion is that we remove election of officers from this agenda and postpone it to the next meeting. Okay? So if you vote yes, you are for removing it from the agenda today. And there are four people that can vote. And that is Teresa Allen, John Crumshow.
Point of order?
Yes.
Point of order?
You
said that there's a definition of who can vote for the officers. There's no definition of who can vote on the agenda. Any member of the task can vote on the agenda.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Okay. I was befuddled. Okay. So I'm going to go down the list. I'm sorry that I'm serving as both chair pro tem and secretary. So if you want it added to the agenda, no. If you want to remove it from the agenda, vote yes. Okay. John Crumshow, remove from the agenda or not?
I'm going to pass.
Pass. All right. Chandra Hoffman, remove from the agenda or no?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. No, don't remove.
All right. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Okay. Steve Pride?
He may have had to leave the call. He said he had to leave early when he got on it.
All right. Thank you. Robert Rabin?
No.
No. Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
All right. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
All righty. And Teresa Allen says, Well, I'm going to John Crumshow.
Well, Teresa, I passed, so I think you should vote.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. This is Ankina. Hello?
Oh, hi, Ankina. How are you?
I've been here. I just didn't want to interrupt the conversation.
All right, thank you. Okay, I say no, I do not want to remove it from the agenda. Ankina, are you ready to vote on this, or?
Well, you know, because I haven't heard the entire conversation, I'm going to abstain.
Okay, no problem.
Point of information.
John, can we not vote?
Speaking only half of the motion. It's to present it that the election of officers would take place at our next meeting.
At the next meeting, yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, John Crumshow.
No,
okay. All right, and the vote is 1, 2, 3 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no. All right. Do we have any other additions or corrections to the agenda tonight? All right. Then the amended agenda is approved without objection as amended. Okay. I sent out the minutes of the July 23rd meeting. They were sent out twice. Do we have any additions or corrections to those minutes?
I have corrections in the minutes.
All right, go ahead, Sean.
There are small typos. Under item 6, the third sentence that starts R. Rabin suggested, there should be a period after R. And in the fifth sentence, that has an asterisk next to it in the one I'm looking at, says C. Campbell will send suggestions. That should be either C. Hauptmann or C. Johnson. We don't have a C. Campbell.
Okay. C. Hauptmann or C. Campbell?
Or C. Johnson. There is
Johnson,
no C. Campbell.
Okay. All right. I will fix that. What else?
That's it. Just the two.
Thank you, Sean. Okay. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
The inference.
Is this Campbell?
The inference on who was in attendance suggests that I was in attendance from when the meeting first started, which, as I understand it, was sometime around 7:30, where there had been a change in time, and I did not join the meeting until 8 o'clock.
8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll make a notation, 8 p.m., Campbell Johnson joined.
I have an amendment.
All right, go ahead, Serene Roberts.
I would like the minutes to reflect that the starting time of the meeting was supposed to have been 8 p.m. and that the meeting began at 7:30 p.m. due to the secretary having incorrectly put 7:30 time on the calendar.
Point of order is not a correction to the minutes. The minutes are the transcription of what took place.
Are you going to recognize people, or should we all just speak out? Because I would like to respond.
Just speak out in this case. Point of order. Minutes are transcription
of
what took place.
John Crumshow. Okay, so Serene wanted in the minutes to reflect that the secretary made a mistake, and that's why the meeting started at 7:30. I thought it was to accommodate Robert Rabin.
Okay, we don't have to have that old argument again, because if you're saying he can't come on until 9:30 and you set a meeting for 7:30, that doesn't translate.
Well, I'm going to decide with John Crumshow that I don't know whether it is necessary or beneficial. I would say I don't know that it's necessary to put that in there. Obviously, the meeting started at 7:30, and there was some confusion. So,
Teresa, may I just...
Do you want to vote on that? You want to vote on that, Serene? Yes or no?
As the person who made the amendment, why are you allowing? Why are you speaking to my amendment?
Because so much time has been taken up.
Why
with this
is this man being allowed to interrupt continuously?
Just a minute, John Crumshaw. Okay, Serene has made an amendment that she or a motion that she wants something specifically added to the minutes. So, Serene, will you please give us the wording and we will just vote on it. Go ahead. Let me have the wording that you want in there.
I will do more than just give you the wording. I will speak to why I'm asking that the change be made. You started a meeting at 7:30, having put out a notice at, I'm sorry, you started a meeting at 7:44, having put out a notice that the meeting was supposed to have started at 7:30. It is not what the group agreed. It is not what the chair put out. She, in fact, put out a third time, a third hour in the minutes. So there was total confusion by the time of the meeting. When Campbell Johnson joined the call at about 8 p.m., he was, in fact, on time, according to what the group agreed. So the minutes should not reflect that, in fact, he was 16 minutes late. He wasn't late. You guys started ahead of the agreed-upon time. I want that reflected.
Okay, so can you please give me the wording of what you want put in the minutes?
The meeting was posted for 7:30, although it had been agreed upon for 8 p.m., and in fact, the chair had sent out notes stating that it was going to start at 8:30 p.m. That's what I want the minutes to reflect.
The meeting was posted for 7:30 p.m. Is that Eastern time or?
Yes, we use Eastern time for the meeting.
Eastern time. The meeting was posted for 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, although it started at what time?
You wrote 7:44. You wrote 7:44. I'm assuming that's correct.
I'm saying I don't. I'm sitting in my car, so I'm not looking at those minutes. You're saying that my minutes said that we started at 7:44 Eastern.
Right. I'm sitting in my car. I'm not looking at minutes either, but I believe you said 7:44.
Okay. You'll have to tell me again, since I don't have it in writing, what you want us to vote on to add to the minutes or not. The meeting was posted for 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
For 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The meeting, the meeting
started
was
at
agreed. I'm sorry. You want me to read it? You want me to repeat it for you, or you want to repeat what you have?
I'm just telling you what I copied from the first time you said it. I got only a certain place,
okay,
and then I stopped.
Go ahead. Tell me what you have.
What I got was the meeting was posted for 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, although it started at, and that's as far as I got.
7:44 p.m. And here, I'm relying
Excuse
on my
me.
Memory.
I'm sorry. The point of something, that was not what Serene said. Serene said, although it was called for 8 o'clock.
It was
The point
called,
is not when it...
Okay, was called for 8 p.m. Eastern Time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there. Go ahead, Serene. Is that it?
It had been agreed to.
It had been agreed to by the committee, by the task
yes.
force, by the group.
Correct.
It had been for 8 p.m. Okay.
And the minutes from the chair had said 8:30.
Okay, here we go. The meeting was posted for 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, although it was called for 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It had been agreed to for 8 p.m., and the minutes from the chair said 8:30 p.m. Or 8 p.m. 8:30 or 8 p.m.?
She said 8:30. There were three different times at play.
Okay. All right. Mea culpa. Okay. Let's go vote on this, whether you want this added to the minutes. Is there an objection to this being put in the minutes?
Yes, I would like to have at least make a point about this.
Who am I speaking with? Who's speaking?
John you recognize me, I think. John Crunchfield. And,
okay, go ahead, John.
Up stairs. So the minutes reflect what the secretary noted at the time. If you want to make, and I want people to be conscious of the time taken in this kind of non-productive work, because it is not apropos, since the member who was affected simply wanted to note the time that he had arrived. That would have been sufficient. And if there is going to be a note that can be made in this week's meeting. So you can make a note in this week's meeting that it was noted that that meeting was started, blah, blah, blah. But it should reflect what actually took place at that meeting.
Adriana, mm-hmm.
Okay. Nancy, KPFT Houston.
Hi.
Sorry, we're late. We're both at a committee
Hi,
of inclusion. Sorry.
Hi, welcome. Adriana. Okay, there we go. Okay, we're voting on this now. All right, so we're now voting to add to the minutes. The meeting was posted for 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, although it was called for 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It had been agreed to for 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and the minutes from the chair had said 8:30 p.m. All right, so let's start with Ankine. Do you want these included in the minutes? Say yes. If not, say no.
I abstain.
Abstain, okay. Adriana Casanay?
Can we just ask if there's any objections and not have to roll call?
Well, I thought I did, but I'll ask again. Are there any objections to having this in the minutes? Okay, no problem.
Without objection.
Without objection, no problem. And I'll tell you what, next time I see you, Campbell, next time I see you, Serene, I'll see if I can deliver a pound of flesh. All right. Next item on the agenda is introductions of yourself. Okay, let's start with Ankina. Do you want to say a little bit about yourself, Ankina?
I am at KPFK, and I produce a show here. I'm the managing producer of Scholar Circle radio show. I've been doing that for 8 years, and I'm a board member here. I don't know what else to add.
Well, do you have any particular interest in any aspect of affiliates?
Well, you know, ever since I joined this task force, I think like over a year ago, I found this to be a place where everybody works together. There were at least hardly an argument, and I've driven around and up to Northern California and met some of our affiliates, and some great stations up there. So I'm very excited about our affiliates, and I look forward to working with them and with this group. But I've always been telling everybody, this is a great group of people. We get things done. That's the thing. I feel like I'm on the board. Let's not get into what the board does, but let's just say that this task force, because I think that things get done here. So.
All right, Adriana Casanate. Thank you. Thank you, Ankine. Adriana, yeah. Want to introduce yourself?
Hello?
Adriana, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm part of this committee since last year. And I'm driving, I'm sorry, but I'm part of this committee since 2013. More than that, 2013, I think.
All right.
But I'm from KPFC. I'm a PNB member and an LSB member from KPFC, Houston.
Bravo. John Crumshaw. Can't hear you, John.
I'm just unmuting. I was on the PNB and served as the chair of the personnel committee. I was on the affiliates task force. I joined it and was delighted at the great way in which work was actually done, and the task force got right down to business. And for those who have suffered through PNB meetings, they are well aware of how disruptive those meetings can be, and we did so well as a task force. I think it's important because we are incorporating within our sphere of influence so many other stations, and it's a place to give them their input that is extremely important, and so I value that, and I think it's one of the best. Oh, I served on the National Finance Committee also. That's it.
All right. Thank you, John. Chandra, you want to say anything?
I'm Chandra Hauptman. I've been on the task force for several years, and I'm a previous KPFA local station board and PNB rep.
Thank you, Chandra. Have you ever been to GRC?
Yes, and NFCB.
Grassroots Radio Conference and NFCB.
Yeah.
All right, Campbell.
And was a presenter at GRC.
And a presenter at Grassroots Radio Conference.
I used to work for Free Speech Radio News.
All right. Thank you. Campbell?
Yes. Campbell Johnson. I'm with WPFW, and I'm a former PNB director of and I had 6 years as on WPFW's local station board, former treasurer of WPFW, and of course on National Finance Committee, and served on several other national committees. My background is I'm a former bank controller, EVP, Executive Vice President of a national development finance firm, and am interested in growing the network.
All right. Michael Novick.
Hi, I'm a listener rep and on the KPFK local station board and the treasurer, so I'm on the National Finance Committee. I'm also the secretary of the PNB Elections Committee as a LSB member of that committee. And I was on the affiliates task force last year and did a bunch of calling out to various affiliates to try to get the form filled out that we're using to get more information about what kind of services they were looking for and what feedback they had for the network. And I'd like to participate again for this year. Sorry, I haven't been able to get to any meetings, and in fact, I have to get off this call pretty soon because I'm speaking at a program about alternative media that's starting here in L.A.
Like right now?
Yeah. I took this call on my phone outside the media station place so I could be on the call for a while, but I can't stand them.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, Steve Price. Okay. I think Steve is also with K, and is he part of a show?
He's with KPFK. He's does the IMRU. I think This Way Out is connected, but not exactly the same thing.
Okay.
IMRU broadcast regularly on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. And he has a project that he's working, a deadline tonight. Robert Rabin?
Yeah.
Robert Rabin? I hope that doesn't mean he's lost his power.
He said earlier they were facing a heavy storm that might lose power.
Radio Viejas. Well,
yeah,
if he gets back on, we'll have to have him say something. Sean Rhodes?
I'm Sean Rhodes from WBAI. Been on the Affiliates Task Force off and on since 2006. Staff delegate. a member of the award-winning Midnight Ravers, heard Alternating Fridays. There you go.
Thank you, Sean.